brighten up those already bright mornings.
All right!
Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin. Lecter and AJ with you on your Tuesday morning. At the cabin, as we know, Tuesday, a very unassuming day. Anything could happen today. In fact, I might feel completely sick by the end of the day. It could happen. Who knows?
Crazier things have happened.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
What crazier than that has happened?
There's, like, been a bunch of world wars and...
Oh, I thought you meant here at the cabin.
Oh, yeah. We've
yet to have our first war.
Yeah. Well, that's not true.
No.
Say we're in a war right now with the CRTC.
That's true. Well, yeah.
It's been long-standing. There's been a few casualties.
Yeah, we've been on the defensive the whole time. Not a whole lot of weapons in our arsenal.
Nope.
We're kind of like the Ukraine to their Russia.
Yeah, I like that.
And the community here at large in the NWT is like, you know, the rest of the world that's been helping arm Ukraine against Russia.
Yeah, that is
with their letters of support. Those have been our missiles, our air defense missiles.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very real situation you're talking about. But good analogy.
You don't like real situation analogy?
It's just a stark reminder that there's a war going on over there.
There's always a war going on, depending on where you look.
That's just a very good point.
That one just got a lot of headlines.
You know, that's tough news.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, happy Tuesday. We're not going to talk more about the war in Ukraine.
Don't rule it out. You never know what comes
crazier
up.
Crazier
things have happened.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll probably talk some United Way NWT grants instead. We will probably talk some Yellowknife Indoor Garage Sale. And we might even talk about St. Pat students recreating a mini model of Yellowknife. But who knows? Crazier things have happened than all of those stories I just teed up.
And we could start talking about those stories, but we don't know where
that's
we're
at. That's true. There's no guarantee that we're going to end there.
No.
Yeah.
It's part of our charm.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Tuesday morning at the cabin. And just taking a quick look, Mornings at the Cabin. Nope, brought to you by nobody. Okay. We can move on.
Brought to you by Cabin Radio.
Brought to you by Cabin Radio and you fine listeners.
And NWT Snowboard, because we're looking for volunteers June 1st for a very large bingo. Sorry, I thought I'd squeeze that in there.
Shoehorn then. Yeah, go ahead.
Before I get too far into it. We're looking for volunteers. It's as simple as that. It's one day. We'll need some help in the morning getting set up. Then we're going to take a little break, grab some lunch, take a nap, whatever you need to do. And then doors open at 1.
Volunteers for what? What are we getting into?
Just running a bingo.
Okay.
I think most, if you're even considering helping, I'm sure you've been around a bingo or ran a bingo as a kid or something like that.
Well, I'm considering helping and I've never been around a bingo.
Okay. Well, there's really not much to it. It's usually just selling cards and they're really simple. They're either like $1, $3, $5, whatever.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple. It's really just, taking cash, giving out bingo cards. Then later on, there'll be some like walking around just to confirm that you have a real bingo.
Right.
That kind of stuff. It's pretty simple.
Do you need security? Heavily armed security?
You're heavily armed?
I'm asking. We're putting a call out to more than just me here, right?
Gotcha. So,
I want to cover all bases.
If you have your gun license, it's a bonus. it's a bonus. Please don't bring a gun. And that's, unless you want to call it your little bingo stamper.
Your dauber?
Your money gun, you know?
Your money gun.
I don't think people call it that.
I don't think so.
It's a stretch. I just wanted to get off the theme of violence. That's all.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's what we're asking. We're a little shy of people right now. And I'll tell you something right now. I went on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, I don't post.
Not a whole lot. No.
Really ever, yeah. So my last post was sometime in 2022.
When Clams and Moose hacked your Facebook.
No, I deleted that right away.
Okay.
And there's a reason that hacks bother me so much now, because I don't post.
Right.
So when people do a hack, it goes through everyone's Facebook and I get all these comments and it drives me nuts. Mm. So it really bothers me when people do it. But this one was another good cause. It was like a SPCA thing or something like that. I can't remember. I'd have to look at my wall, but... So this next one now, I'm doing a little call-out for bingo. And in my head, and I don't ask for things in return from people. I just like doing...
You reject things in return.
Sometimes I do, yes. I just like to do nice things. But the very rare occasion where I say, hey, dear community, could I get some help on this one? Just a few people, one Saturday of the whole summer.
Right.
Goes to a good cause. It's not even specifically for me. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not for me at all.
For the kids.
I just happen to be the treasurer of the board. Yeah.
Right.
Not a lot of response. Actually, zero comments.
Really?
And well, I thought, you know, all the things.
Oh, no.
The random little.
You become embittered.
Not embittered, but I just thought there's quite a few, especially random people that I've helped out, even on Facebook. They'd be like, hey, I'm stuck doing this. My tire's flat, my whatever.
Right.
And if
you're a shirt off your back kind of guy.
If you don't
ask for much in return.
If there's not much going on, I'm happy to go help out. So there's just a few little things where I'm like, yeah, it would have been nice for, even if you were like, I can't make it, but I'll see if someone else can.
Right.
Something, just something.
I will say this could be a Facebook algorithm thing.
Unless
you're tracking the stats on your post and see, like, you know, 1,000 people have seen it and they've just scrolled on past, it might be that it's not showing up in people's feeds.
You know,
you don't post that often.
I had that thought too. Well, I thought it goes the other way. If you don't post often, when you do post, because I remember it used to send a notification. It's how rarely I post. It would send a notification out to people being like, hey, Andrew Goodwin just posted.
It's an event.
Yeah, they'd be like, this doesn't happen.
Right.
So check it out. Like it used to
it
make.
It must be important. This guy never posts.
Quite the hullabaloo. So I don't know if it still does that or not. But anyways, I didn't get a whole lot of response there, which my whole plan was really just to reach out to people a little more last minute anyways. But so if there's anyone out there that would like to give up an afternoon, an evening on a Saturday, June 1st, to help out some bingo, brings in some money for NWT Snowboard, allows us to do some more programming around the north, get some more equipment in, run camps, take kids to camps down south, actually get to ride on mountains and things like that, or at least subsidizes that.
You dissing our pit?
I'm not dissing the pit.
Okay.
I love the pit.
All right.
And the only reason those kids are ready for a mountain is because of that pit.
Our inverted mountain?
Yep.
You got a problem?
And it's not just the pit. There's the riverbank in Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, the slide zone. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, I believe it's a cut line. I keep calling it a cut line.
What is that?
Utilities. So like, you know, where you're, like power poles, they'll like clear a bunch of trees, like a strip in the trees, and they'll put a bunch of power poles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that would be a utility line or a cut line.
Gotcha.
And they never did put anything there, but that's what it seems like. Anyways, it's only like 15 meters wide. Great little hill. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it. So anyways, we have some cool stuff here, and it'd be cool if other people would be cool and help out.
So in conclusion.
Be cool.
If you are friends with AJ on Facebook.
Even acquaintances.
You have severely let him down. Now's the time to make up for that. I told you that I would help out, but I didn't. You know, and I will say I didn't actually see the Facebook post either.
Okay, so maybe there's an algorithm thing there.
Could be an algorithm thing.
Associated with NWT, like Cabin Radio NWT. That's been screwing up my Facebook ever since we got kicked off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think maybe that has something to do with it, too.
Well, have you actually looked at the post and seen, like, checked to see if there's comments
on it? There's,
like,
three likes.
Because, yeah, like, I can't rely on notifications anymore, because sometimes I went months without ever actually getting any notifications.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It just doesn't, And then it, like, kind of updates, but it's old. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, my Facebook's been screwed up ever since that.
Okay.
I'm not too worried. I'm not leaning on the post.
Do you want to throw an email out there?
Yeah. Yeah. AJ@cabinradio.ca. Actually, no. Sorry. Let's do it this way. NWTsnowboard@gmail.com.
Okay.
Because I'm actually not the one running it. Mandy, our executive director, who does an incredible job. She's the one kind of orchestrating this whole thing.
Right. Bingo event is on June 1st.
June 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's really not that. It's like very simple. Oh, and you get $100. We're giving, it's a $100 honorarium.
A paying volunteer gig.
It's an honorarium.
I see.
You're not getting paid. That would be wrong.
Man, $100.
It's an honorarium.
Ah. Okay.
Which I still to this day don't really understand that is. But I think that's, it's a way you can pay volunteers without paying tax.
Right.
I think.
And if we can all avoid paying more tax, well, there's a whole election coming up that's an entire platform. Axing that tax, right? So, anyway.
I like tax.
If you do you?
Oh, love it.
I mean, it does go to a lot of good things. Anyway, if you want to help out one more time, what is that email?
nwtsnowboard@gmail.com.
Don't let AJ down. You don't want to see that long face.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast, where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
You have disappointed AJ with your lack of response to his call out for volunteers for NWT Snowboarding's bingo, which is June 1st. If you would like to make it up to him, because he's been pouting, let me tell you. You don't want to see this pouty face that I'm looking at.
It's hard to portray pouting on radio.
It is. Give it a shot. Talk with your bottom lip sticking out.
With my bottom lip? Like this?
I'm going to talk like this. Nobody responded to my Facebook post.
Seems like you're making fun of me.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Kind of veered in that direction.
Oh, I'm a big baby. Oh, I do lots of things for others. Nobody
no one wants to help
me.
I'm sorry.
No, I know you were trying to do the right thing.
Well, I already told you I would help. I didn't say it on the Facebook
post.
That's
true.
Because that's too official. That's too permanent.
And that's where I think I can hold people accountable. I'm going to call them and say, hey, you doing anything today?
Right.
No, I got a pretty free day. Great.
Great.
I'll see you at the multiplex.
That's the worst thing you can ever say. Nah, you know what? Pretty open today.
Well, usually if I'm asking that question, it's because I'm going to pitch something pretty fun.
Right.
Which,
okay. Do your friends know this?
I find bingo fun.
Okay. But your idea of fun might be
folding clothes.
Right. Which I
a good
love.
Steam clean.
Oh my God. I love folding laundry. Let's not even go down that
fresh
road.
Fresh out the dryer. Oh.
Yeah. But you were talking about 9 to 5 and how you were just like thrilled by looking at the set construction.
Yeah.
That might not be everyone's idea of fun.
I just like the challenge of coming up with it.
Right.
Right. Because it's not like you can't just build a bunch of desks. Because you overconstruct things typically when you're an amateur like myself. Mm-hmm. You just use a bunch of 2x4s. It's really heavy. So I like the design challenge of looking at that and being like, it's got to look legit. It's got to look like a good desk. Mm-hmm. It has to be designed in a way that the desks were back in the 70s, mm-hmm. which is also okay.
Right.
So it requires a little bit of research. And it can make a big difference. It can make the whole set look like you're in the 70s. So there's a lot of importance to that. And then also designing it in a way that it's easily moved and it's light. It doesn't need to be structurally perfect for a desk. Mm. It just needs to be enough to hold a few props. So I like the design challenge.
Really, it's got to be like the tables in pro wrestling. Like
resemble
a real table, but be like, just enough so that someone can get slammed right through it.
Yeah, but still have enough structural integrity. Like if it was so flimsy and you threw someone through it, they would go right through it to the ground.
Right.
So those tables actually need to be made in a way that it takes a bit of it. Like it needs a bit of pressure for it to break. Otherwise, you go straight through and then you get more injuries.
Doesn't always work.
See, that's what I watch when I do wrestling. I go, what are they doing with that table? Is it micro cuts?
How do they put that table together?
Yeah. Do they use banding? Yeah. How is it?
Is that a real steel chair that just got slammed onto that fella's head?
The chairs, I think, are just chairs.
Yeah, they're just chairs.
I think they're just standard chairs. Yeah.
What about those ladders? They seem to hold quite a bit of weight.
Yeah, same. Those are just standard ladders.
Yeah.
I think the tables are the only thing that they may do some stuff with. But also, like, they're like fold-out tables. Like, they just buy cheap tables.
Right.
Like, I've gone through a fold-out table.
Have you?
Yeah.
Intentionally?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
a bump.
I was a young man once.
Right. Yeah. We all did it. Backyard wrestling.
A little rough and tumble.
They said before every show not to try this at home. Didn't deter us a bit.
Not. Yeah, actually encouraged.
It's like, oh, it's dangerous, is it? Well.
You don't think I could do it?
Let me step right up.
I've been watching enough wrestling that I think I can manage this.
That's right. I know how they do it.
Yeah.
Don't try it at home, kids.
Don't try it at home, please.
It's not dangerous at
it
all,
hurt.
Which means it's not fun.
It
so
hurt.
Don't bother.
It trying. Wasn't as fun as I thought it would be.
Mm.
We'll put it that way. The next morning, I regretted my decision.
I was trying reverse psychology, but
I'm going
maybe you're
the point.
Yeah, maybe we I'm should just keep hammering the point home that it is dangerous and you shouldn't try it at home.
Plus, you probably couldn't do it.
Don't challenge them.
I'm not challenging. Just saying, professionals that do it probably couldn't do it.
Anyway, that email one more time to not disappoint AJ Goodwin, who has probably done countless favors for you in the past.
nwtsnowboard@gmail.com.
Okay.
I like to cash them in every once in a while, Lecter. Call me crazy.
You gotta. No. Absolutely.
I like
you
to save
gotta
my,
do it.
That's why I deny small gifts. I'm like, no. you owe me a favor that's much more valuable.
I bought you dinner on Friday, and you looked like you were about to punch me.
You bought me lots of stuff, and I was very appreciative of that, actually.
And you kept punching me.
And I kept punching you, yeah. I love punches. Yeah, like, come on.
Fair enough.
Birthday bumps.
I gotta save these up. What are you doing, Lecter? Speaking of giving back to the community, much like Mr. AJ Goodwin, the United Way NWT has announced recipients of a total of $205,000 in grants from its annual community investment fund. You can find this story at cabinradio.ca. 17 organizations receiving a $7,500 grant from this year's fund, including Food Rescue Yellowknife, Inuvik Youth Center, Ecology North, Inclusion NWT, Food First Foundation, Foster Family Association, Homebase YK, YK Education District 1 EU, yeah, oh shoot, didn't pre-read that one.
YK1O?
No. Tree of Peace Friendship Center, Yellowknife Women's Society, Hay River Youth Center, Yellowknife Play School, Yellowknife Senior Society, Society St. Vincent de Paul, Aspire Training Academy, Children First Society, and Soaring Eagle Friendship Center.
Holy smokes.
I think that pretty much covers them all.
$7,500 is a really nice chunk of change.
That's not bad at all.
That's for a nonprofit. That is, you do a lot with that.
Absolutely.
That's sweet.
You know what? There's one glaring one that's not on there.
NWT Snowboard.
I was thinking the same snowboard thing. Yeah. The NWT SPCA. But you know what? Everyone supports the NWT SPCA.
I mean, they get a lot.
Yes.
You know, they do, which is
great.
And
that's not to say it's not deserved. They do amazing work.
No. And they need a lot. Like, it's volunteer, like, donation ran, right?
And they always need stuff.
That's the thing. It's like, yeah, they get a lot, but they could still receive so much more and still do so much more. Like, right, that's the crazy thing about the SPCA. It's like, no matter, like, they have a building now and they have all these improvements, which is great. They have a van, they have all this, but they could still use more.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing about these organizations. You could give them $1 million.
They always want
they
more.
They will use it, it'll be used effectively, and they could still use more. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of
But it is, it's weird because, like, whenever there's a nonprofit, fundraising thing, it always seems like by default, NWT SPCA is the first one it's going to. And it again, does. For all the reasons we just outlined, they do amazing work. They always need more resources and more funds, as most nonprofits do. And, who doesn't like helping out cute puppies and kittens?
I know. They've got that factor.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's cool to like the SPCA.
Right.
It's cool to like puppies and dogs.
It's low-hanging fruit.
It's low-hanging
quite
fruit.
Quite frankly. Yeah.
So which it brings is us nice to food see, rescue.
It is nice to see a whole list of other nonprofits that are getting a nice piece of the pie in grants from this year's fund.
Well, that's the world in these things. You know, I've been involved in a bunch of these organizations, and that's their world, right? It's grants. So when you get like a chunk of funding that you don't normally get, it's not part of your typical application pool.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Absolutely,
because you can do those things that you've been like, oh, this has been on the back burner forever. Like, let's finally get a new blah blah blah, or let's get this done finally because we can now pay someone to come in and do it.
We've been waiting years for a new blah blah blah.
Oh, our blah 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 has been broken for since 2018. 19?
I don't think it even worked to begin with.
I don't even know what it does, you know, but I know we need a new one. There's been two blahs, and it needs to be three.
We didn't even buy the highest end blah, blah, blah. Actually, you know, if we had bought the highest end blah, 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 it probably wouldn't have been broken all this time.
Yeah, and who's got the money for a high end blah, blah, blah?
Nobody. But hopefully, all of these organizations can now afford a brand new high end blah, blah, blah with a $7,500 grant from this year's United Way NWT $205,000 community investment fund. That's awesome. Great story. Good job, United Way NWT. And congratulations to all of the nonprofits, the very deserving nonprofit organizations who are this year's recipients. Check that story out at cabinradio.ca.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
And we're joined once again in Studio One by former intern, brand new employee, Sam Petrie. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How How you doing today?
I'm doing great today. I'm feeling good, settled in.
Day two coming in hot.
Day two. Oh, yeah.
All right. You're going on air.
I am.
As of this morning, you will be the brand new host for the 10 to 12.
I'm retaking my show.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, I forgot you were doing that last time.
It's a good spot.
I like sending people off to the lunch, you know? I don't know why I said the lunch.
The lunch.
It makes it more dramatic that way.
Okay.
Yes. I like that.
The drive. You just had to make it like a radio slot type of hour.
The drive. Yeah, no. The lunch.
The lunch.
Yeah. The meal. Yeah, I like that. I like that time spot.
So you, as you mentioned, that was when you interned for us last summer. That was your daily on-air slot.
Yes,
now, I remember last summer, you were big into the themes.
Yeah.
There was a theme.
There was always a theme.
You were always setting the scene for something that was going on.
Yeah, I always figured that would be just the best way to do radio. I always enjoyed, like, the back home in Edmonton, History of Modern Rock, and a bunch of, like, the actual themed shows were my favorite to listen to. So I kind of wanted to emulate that with my own show.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you got planned for us this time around?
Today, I don't have a huge theme planned. I'm talking about getting into the workforce because, I mean, I'm starting my career.
Because here we are.
Here I am.
In the workforce?
Yeah.
In the, you know, quote-unquote workforce. When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, Sam.
True.
That's
true enough.
It's not true.
Why do you have that face?
It's not true at all.
Why do you have that weird look on your face, man?
Don't buy into that crap.
Actually, in my experience.
Scott's turn to pout? Is it?
I thought he was working every day in my life. Here I am. Oh, I love what I do. I own a rewarding, fulfilling business.
But it's not true. It's not true. You work even harder if you love what you do.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You love what you do, you're going to work yourself to the bone and not realize you're doing it.
Yeah, if you don't love what you do, you can just slack off and be totally okay with it.
Totally.
If you love what you do, you're going to put your all into it and you end up working twice as hard.
There's actually a very big industry in the North that's built around that. Yeah. I don't want to name any employers, but there's a few people in that group.
I can't even think of who you're referring to.
Come on.
Maybe it's better that way. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's you can interpret it however you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But yeah, it's not that way.
Okay.
You will work to the bone.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
Unless you don't enjoy your time here, in which case, you know, feel free to slack off.
Yeah, just slack off. And
boondoggle just a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Get that phone out.
About the green light.
Great. You're not on your phone enough. Like, you got, you know what I mean?
We're going to try and make it an enjoyable workplace, but, you know.
You're doing a great job so far.
I'm worried. You're on day two, and I haven't seen you doom scroll yet. So I'm just concerned about you, that's all.
Are you a big doom scroller?
At times, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try not to. Got rid of TikTok. Couldn't do it anymore.
I was doing a lot. Instagram. I went down the music road. It was just like a bunch of really good singers.
Like,
just clips, like reels.
Okay.
And I was just scrolling and scrolling. I couldn't
get
enough of it.
There's some great pages for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how is that doom scrolling?
Well, it's doom scrolling because I was like, I got to go to bed. I got to wake up for the morning show, and it's 11 o'clock at night.
It wasn't so much the content that was doomy.
No, the content was wholesome and beautiful.
It was your impending life ahead.
It was so beautiful. I couldn't get enough of it.
I see. Gotcha. I don't think that's most people's interpretation of doom scrolling.
Well, when you got to wake up at 5 a.m., it is.
That is the most wholesome doom scrolling I've ever heard of in my life.
Oh,
when you said
yeah.
singers, I was like, it's like doom metal? Like, what were you into here?
No, real wholesome stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Just beautiful, you know, young singer-songwriters trying to make, you know, a path in this industry today. And I like to support it.
Leaving like really encouraging comments on each one.
No, I just double click. The old double tap, the like.
Was that likes? I don't know what that does.
That's Instagram.
That's a like. Okay.
Yeah, it's a heart. I don't even know if they call it a light.
What are they?
It's a like. Okay.
Yeah, it's a like. Not a love.
Hey, it's a good thing we got Sam here. Otherwise, we'd sound like idiots.
Yeah. How do you show your appreciation on TikTok?
I think it's the same.
I think you dance, right?
Yeah.
You respond with a dance.
A little dance comment.
Yeah,
you stitch in there, you dance.
You pop, lock, and drop twice. That's a like.
How long were you on TikTok for?
Throughout my time at school, because we had to use it.
Yeah.
It's a cool tool. It's just, it's so good.
That's what it's
that
at.
You get stuck. Yeah, you scroll and scroll and scroll. There's a lot of fun content on there.
What were your go-to talks?
my go-to talks. Yeah. Animals.
Animal talk.
Always animal talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goats. Yeah.
Oh. Goats.
Goats.
Fainting or screaming?
Screaming.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. I like the ones that scream then faint. It's like someone snoring themselves awake.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh,
that's good stuff. God, the internet, you know. What do we do with before? Bang rocks together
guess,
or something?
I guess
I don't
read
know.
Books, probably.
Yeah. Touch some grass.
Can you imagine?
Some of that. Yeah.
Not
bang
me.
Rocks. Start
yeah,
fires.
Just went straight to cavemen, yeah.
You went really far
I don't know,
back,
hunt yeah. saber-toothed tigers or something.
What about the 60s and 70s, AJ? You know? Play acoustic instruments.
Yeah, write on walls of caves.
Know.
I don't know.
Yeah, draw pictures. Yeah. Write on walls of caves.
Throw poop, you know.
Yeah, whatever passes the time.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Imagine having time to kill.
Wow.
What a concept.
Whoa. That was deep.
Yeah.
I don't remember having time to kill.
No. What, really? You don't remember being a kid and like being bored? And
oh, yeah. Being like, what am I going to do with my day?
Right?
Now I'm just like, I know exactly what I need to do with my day.
Yeah.
And if I'm killing time, I regret it.
And I don't have enough hours to do it.
Welcome to the working world.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, man. Yeah. He's new here. Let's ease him into this.
He's figuring it out.
Yeah. You'll have plenty of time to kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back once again to the cabin. We are very happy to have you. And I'm sure listener will be very happy to have you accompanying them once again. Into the lunch.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Another story at cabinradio.ca, one of Yellowknife's primary springtime attractions, the city's indoor garage sale, will take place from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. The multiplex will host the usual range of tables selling all kinds of nonsense, from clothing to kitchenware, sports equipment to toys, tools, and trinkets. All kinds of nonsense? Did Ollie write this?
Yeah.
Ollie did write this.
That has
this.
A bit of a British sarcasm feel to it.
Only a Brit would call garage yeah. sale items nonsense.
No. It's treasures.
Absolutely. I mean,
are you going to go?
Am I going to go?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think I've ever actually been to the indoor garage sale.
I don't think I have either. I go to the outdoor ones.
Do you hit them up regularly?
Sometimes.
Are you a Saturday morning
sometimes
garage sale
if I'm up.
Early bird?
If I'm up. Sometimes I'll be sitting right. having a coffee. I'm like, whoa, it's Saturday morning. There's probably a bunch of garage sales.
Because you can't just sit around. You get to like 11 a.m. and all the good stuff is long
oh,
gone.
You got to be there pretty early.
Yeah.
But right now, I think I would like some art.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd
no,
like
you
some.
You don't see too much art normally at garage
I know,
sales,
and that's it. Yeah, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. Yeah,
although I would imagine the indoor garage sale, like there's probably not too like stiff of stipulations on what exactly you can sell. So if a local artist just decides to buy a table and set up, they're not going to come by and be like, no. I don't see any used crap here. This is all new art. What do you think you're doing? This is a garage sale, not an art sale.
They're spending so many resources on debunking if this is pre-owned or not.
You don't belong here, sir.
You can see by these striations that this is pre-owned.
Yeah.
This has moved at least two houses, like an antiques roadshow.
That's right.
But just to confirm if it's nonsense.
The only wares that may be purchased and sold at a garage sale... You had to have had to do nothing to achieve the money that's coming your way except own it, probably wear it out a little bit, and then sell it to someone else.
Yep.
You can't put work into your garage sale wares.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's got to be slightly broken, worn in, generational. That's
right.
A fun one too, right? I'm selling golf clubs that my grandfather started the game of golf with.
You should never sell those.
Yeah, like, my dad's got... a set of golf clubs from his dad, and they're wood.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, those are decorations now.
Oh, yeah. You
got to put those up in the garage.
The ball is sturdier than the club. You know what I mean? The ball wouldn't move, the club would explode.
The ball was just a rock back then.
Yeah, you're just riddled with splinters, and that's the end of your game.
It's like the old days of hockey when kids couldn't afford a puck, they just used to play with a petrified piece of horse poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
Classic.
Otherwise known as road apples,
Ooh,
which is where that tragically hip road album apples. Title comes from.
Road apples.
There's some Canadiana for you.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that.
There you go.
Interesting.
But you can check this story out at cabinradio.ca. If you want to sell at the event, you need to visit the city's website. We have a link in there for you. Each table costs $22 with a max of 4 per person. So 4 people can sell at one table.
$22.
$22.
Seems oddly specific.
Well,
why not 20?
Inflation.
Inflation, yeah. Of course. And I like how they kept it within toonies. You know, very garage sale of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you just pay with like a roll of toonies.
Very much in the spirit, yeah.
Here's my registration fee in quarters.
Here's my 10-cent box.
Yeah.
You can buy an elastic band. A slightly worn out elastic band, of course. You're not going to find any brand new.
Yeah, still got plenty of life in it, though.
That's right.
That'll wrap up a couple cords for another year.
Book your tables before they sell out, the city told residents on Monday, without giving a precise deadline to get your request in. I don't know if there is a deadline on the city's website. It probably just kind of goes right up until the day itself. Like, there's not really a deadline other than... The event date.
Some organizers do that. Not me. I prefer to go the day before because it gives you a chance to actually like organize things and make sure capacities and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, a lot of deadlines are right before.
Yeah.
Also, the garage sale community is probably the only community in town that's on time. Right? Like, think about everything you do in this town. Everyone shows up late. It's just almost, you almost factor it in now.
Right, yeah.
But with the garage sale community, if that garage sale starts at 8, they're there at 7:45 knocking on your door.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, like,
or at least like, you know, doing a little curb crawl and kind of craning the neck around to see what you got on the table there.
Scoping it out.
Yeah. Is this going to be worth my time?
We'll come back to this one, yeah.
Oh, they got some kids' clothes. Okay, maybe I'll pull over there.
Put that house number down.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one. Put a pin on it.
Sam, were you a big garage sale guy?
As a kid. Yeah, my dad would take us out and we'd go peruse the area. We had this event in the town that I grew up in, Stony Plain, where people would just sit on the curb and you could pick up random things. I found a bunch of video games that way.
Like people would place items on the curb?
Yeah, there was like pickup.
Okay, yeah.
But you could just take the stuff. And
it's a risky move from a parent. I mean,
getting
a couple
kids into garage sales?
Yeah. Because you can give them like a few bucks. Like it's one of the only things in this economy that you can give a kid like $5.
Yeah.
And be like, go nuts for the day.
Yeah. Right?
Like just have some fun. Yeah. And you can come back with like a whole whack of stuff.
I was pretty crafty with that. I would put my bills in my right pocket and I'd have like little coins in the other pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just like...
for quick draw action.
Yeah. It'd be like... Is this enough?
Oh, very nice.
I do that when I do Facebook Marketplace stuff.
Oh,
they'd be like,
good.
Oh, it's $100. I'll take one of the 20s, put it in my back pocket, be like, oh, I only have 80. Is that enough?
Is that going to work?
Yeah, it's fine.
No problem, kiddo.
Yeah.
That's great. You know what? And that's the only place you learn to haggle.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there's a, like, if you go to Mexico, you go to the markets and stuff. That's
But that's the thing. If you grow up in Canada, like, it's not like you go to even like, you know, arts and crafts shows. Like, it's not like you're haggling with the artist. Like, they have a set price on everything. And if you try to haggle, you kind of look like a jerk.
Yeah. Tim Hortons doesn't like it when I do it.
Yeah. So, no, they really
hey,
don't.
Can we call it an even $2 for that ice cap? What are we doing here? Right?
Sir, please don't hassle the drive through.
You're holding up a lot of people right now. Yeah. Look, I think $1 is perfectly reasonable for a Boston cream, right?
I think it is.
I do too.
Well, see, we all agree here. Yeah. So it's worth a haggle.
Used to be the price.
Yeah. They have yet to cave.
They make that Boston cream pizza though. I'll pay top dollar for that thing.
Let's not go back to this. Yeah, that's so hungry.
You've opened up a whole box of donuts here. But yeah, that's not really part of our culture other than garage sales. So that's where you got to learn because if you go to travel in Southeast Asia, you're not buying anything. Without haggling.
No,
for
it's like going to Canadian Tire. You don't buy full price. You wait for it to go on sale.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You can't haggle them, but you just wait them out.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You know that sucker's going on 50% off or something. You know what I mean? Like, you wait it out. You wait it out. You get the flyer. You sign up for the membership, right?
Yeah.
Like, you do your due diligence.
Absolutely.
But the issue with a parent giving you like $5 and you just go to town is you're going to come back with a bunch of junk. Eventually that parent is going to have to sell that stuff at their garage sale.
Right.
Because you're not going to use it two days later.
Well, it depends what it is. I don't know. You might.
Some things.
Yeah.
Remember?
I bought, like a little electronic football game one time at a garage sale. I played that sucker for weeks until it broke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then it broke, and you just throw it out.
Yeah, it broke.
Mr. Potato Head, I still have it.
Oh, no, nice.
Interesting. You still play with it?
That's a good snag, yeah.
Still working on some variations of nose and ear combos?
There's just so many permutations.
Oh, jeez. You know, limitless. Absolutely. Infinite.
Did you bring that with you?
No.
That's a great desk decoration.
You drove up. I don't see why you couldn't.
Anyways.
Stored a bunch of stuff at my mom's.
There's some long weekends coming up if you want to go down and pick it up.
Yeah, there you go. Would you say that was your greatest purchase?
I would say
ever
that was
at a
my
garage
greatest,
sale?
Yeah. Garage sale purchase.
AJ, greatest garage sale purchase?
Oh, geez. Oh, you know what? I got this little thing. It looks like an eagle. And the beak sits on the tip of your finger. And somehow, by magic.
I know exactly what you're talking
it
about.
It balances.
Yes.
That was probably, I still have that.
What the hell were those things?
At my parents' house, I think. I don't know, but it was dark magic for sure.
They were so pointless, but they were so cool.
I would almost only use it in private because I'm like, people can't see that I'm a wizard.
I don't want people to
know. I don't know if the world's ready for this.
They might try to burn me.
I just stumbled upon, what looks like a simple eagle figurine.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm actually magical.
When did those things go out of style?
I think they're still in style.
That just awakened a whole section of my brain that I haven't used in years.
I mean, I might try and bring that back next time I'm in Australia.
Yeah, please
because
do.
Because I think if I put that on a kid's index finger today,
they're
going to
be
this
blown
day and
away.
Age, yeah, poof.
Be like if you put a cup and ball in a kid's hand. They'll be like, oh my God, look at this crazy game.
Well, it just falls out. Yeah, that's the point, pal.
Yeah, right?
You got to put it back in.
You got to have some
skill.
And
you got to swing it, and you got to have accuracy and determination.
Put your video games away, kids. Yeah. It's cup and ball time.
Cup and ball time. Tetherball, stupidest game in the world.
Such a dumb game.
It's the dumbest game in the world. I hate tetherball. No point to it.
The only thing the tetherball pole was for meeting up for fights.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it was a landmark.
Yeah, that's right.
You could have done anything. You could put a bench.
It's basically Main Street on the playground.
Yeah. It's like you get that ball spinning, and you're winning the game. It's a stupid game.
Yeah. I got my first ever mountain bike at a garage sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a pretty decent one?
I mean, decent enough for me. I don't know if it was like actually a good mountain bike or not.
Front suspension, dual suspension?
Oh, God. Probably no suspension.
No suspension?
I don't know.
And it was a mountain bike?
I was like 10.
Yeah, but you obviously didn't do your research.
No, I didn't.
You're going in, but you're making big purchases. You got to do your research.
But it was a garage sale. It might have been gone immediately.
True. You're in the moment.
I mean, you don't expect to see that at a garage sale every day. Okay. I think I got it for like $50. And I was like, whoa, I'm really swinging for the fences here.
Oh, those are daunting. The big purchases. Like you get out of the $5 range and you get into that you're into the tens, the 20s,
double
the 30s.
Digits.
Yeah. Ooh. I remember it was a shiny red mountain bike.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a Christmas story.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Is this the plot of a Christmas story? Is that what you're describing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't shoot my eye out or run over my face or anything, but...
But I did run into that stop sign.
I luckily was on country roads and there's,
there's nothing to hit.
Room. Yeah, there's
literally
really
nothing
to hit. Yeah.
I crashed for 4 acres.
The deer saw me coming miles away. So, it was fine. But I've never forgot that. That was like, oh, what a moment in Scott Letkeman's childhood.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, okay. Well, these moments can come to you.
They absolutely can. You never know what you're going to find. It is the largest indoor garage sale this side of the Mackenzie. Check it out. Cabinradio.ca, the large, very large indoor garage sale returns to the multiplex on June 10th. And that will do it for Mornings at the Cabin. We hope you've had as much fun as we have, and I hope you've reminisced on your favorite garage sale purchase. In fact, if you want to tell us about your favorite garage sale purchase, you can email mailbox@cabinradio.ca. We would love to hear about it. We'll talk to you tomorrow for myself, for AJ, for Sam. I'll be around for the 90s at 9. Sam with you 10 to 12 after that, and then Ollie's got Afternoons at the Cabin. But for Mornings at the Cabin, that's all.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca.